He wants to transform us into His image. He wants to make us a people who look like Himself. But there's a problem. Some of you listened and said, yes, that's what I want. I want to be like Christ. And you went home determined, this week, I'm going to love God with my whole heart. I'm going to love my neighbor. When I talk to my children, I'm going to treat them like Jesus would treat them. At work, I'm going to treat my coworkers like Jesus would treat them. I'm even going to try to treat my husband or wife like Jesus would. That was Sunday. Then on Monday, a co-worker did something very unfair. And your response wasn't really what Jesus would have done. On Tuesday, your husband complained about supper. And you wanted to throw the frying pan at him. And by Wednesday, you had decided, I can't do it. It's too hard to be like Jesus. I know how you felt. Because I've been there many times. And this morning I have some good news and I have some bad news for you. The bad news is you're right. You can't do it. You do not have the power to be the kind of person God wants you to be. I don't have the power to be the kind of person God wants me to be. But the good news is that God can do it. And if you will let Him, He wants to transform you into His image. In September, I tried to give you a picture of what that image would look like.
在9月份呢, 我们的信息一直是希望给你描述这样一个画面, 让你看到神希望你成为的是什么样的人。
And over the next few months, I want to try to look at how God wants to accomplish that in us.
在之后的几个月里, 我跟大家分享信息, 就希望让我们看到神怎样能够一步一步的让我们成为那样的样式。
Today, we're going to backtrack and we're going to start early in the process of becoming like Christ.
所以今天的信息呢, 我们就回头看看, 我们从开始, 起步就是看看神让我们怎么样成为他想让我们成为的人。
For some of us, this will be a look back at your life before you became a Christian.
对我们中间的一些人来说, 可能是让你回头看看你在信主之前的生活是什么样子。
And if so, this morning, I hope you will thank God and rejoice as you remember what He has done in you.
如果是这样的话, 我希望今天你能够感恩, 因为你从信主之后所发生在你身上一切的事情, 你所经历的改变来感恩。
But for others of us, where I'm going to talk this morning is right where you are living today.
但是我们中间的另一些人来讲, 我们你现在所处的位置正是神要你所处的位置。
This is your struggle.
就是你现在正在挣扎。
This morning I want to read a story that Jesus told, the story of the prodigal son.
今天我想要跟大家来分享的这个故事就是
I do this a little hesitantly. Because this week I had breakfast with one of my former students. And he said, I hope you don't ever preach on the prodigal son. Everyone tells that story. So with that encouragement, I want to look at this very familiar story. There are three characters in the story, and I want to look at each of them briefly. The first one I want to look at is the younger brother who we call the prodigal son. Luke 15, verse 11.
路加福音15章第11节。
There was a man who had two sons.
耶稣讲的故事，一个人有两个儿子。
The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me.
小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。
And the father divided his property between them.
他父亲就把产业分给他们。
Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country.
过了不多几日，小儿子就把一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了。
And there he wasted his property in reckless living.
在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
When he had spent everything, he began, a severe famine rose in that country and he began to be in need.
既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。
So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country who sent him into his field to feed pigs.
于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。
And listen to this.
听听这个。
He was hungry to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
And no one gave him anything.
也没人给他。
This young man comes to his father and says, I'm tired of following your rules.
这个年轻人走到他父亲跟前说，爸爸，我实在是受够了，你去遵守你的一些规则。
Give me my inheritance. I want to go away.
把我的产业给我，我要走。
The father raises the money, gives it to his son.
所以爸爸就筹了款，把这个钱给了他儿子。
The son goes to the big city, throws wild parties for his friends.
所以这儿子就到了大城市，天天开 party。
He spends every penny on parties and games and fun.
他就在这儿开 party 了，打游戏了，把所有的钱都花完了。
We call him a prodigal.
我们把这个儿子叫做浪子。
It means to be wasteful.
浪子就是浪荡子，挥霍的一个儿子。
He wastes his inheritance.
他把他的这个产业都耗尽了。
Worse, he wastes the privileges that belonged to him as a son.
更糟糕的是，他把他作为儿子的这个身份，这个继承权也全都挥霍光了。
Everything is his.
因为他一切都是他的。
A good home.
他有在家里的时候，他有很温暖的家里，有食物可吃。
Wonderful relationships.
他跟周围的人都有很好的关系。
But he scoffs at that.
但是他对这些一切都嗤之以鼻。
I want my fun and I want it now.
他说我想要开心，我想要快乐，我现在就要。
I'm tired of following orders.
我也不想再去听老爸的话了。
I'm tired of being the second son.
我也不想再做第二个儿子了。
I want what I want.
我想要我想要的一切。
He wastes the privileges of being a son.
他把他儿子的名分全都给挥霍掉了。
And he pays a terrible price.
而且他付了很昂贵的代价。
You see, as long as he has money, he has friends.
我们看到他有钱的时候是有朋友的。
But as soon as he's out of money, he's out of friends.
他没有钱了，他也没朋友了。
He becomes so desperate that he does something that a Jewish boy couldn't imagine.
他最后就到了一个什么绝望的境地，一个犹太男孩子绝对不会做的一件事情。
He takes a job caring for pigs.
他去帮人看猪，养猪。
And he gets so hungry that he wants to take the food from the pigs.
他饿得简直都要吃猪食。
Now, if you are ever hungry enough to steal from a pig,
如果你饿得都恨不得从猪那儿偷东西吃的话，
you are really desperate.
你真的是很惨啊。
I hope you learn from the younger brother.
我希望你们大家都能从这个小儿子身上学到一点。
We cannot run from God and find lasting satisfaction.
我们无法逃离神，还能够在生活中找到。
For some of us,
我们中间的一些人
the reason we are not being transformed into God's image is we're like the prodigal son.
我们没有成为神的形象，是因为我们就像这个小儿子一样。
We've decided I want to go my own way.
我们决定说，我要用我的方式来做我的我想要做的事。
I want what I want.
我就想要我想要的一切。
Please hear Jesus' warning in this story.
听听耶稣在这个故事里对你的这个
Your way.My way will never bring lasting joy.
你的方式，我们自己的这些方式，永远不可能给我们带来永存的喜乐。
It will always end in disappointment.
最终的结果都是让我们失望。
For a while, it's fun.
有一段时间看起来好像很开心啊。
But eventually, it comes crashing down.
但是最终一切都会破碎。
The prodigal son comes to the point where he decides the servants who work for my father are better off than me.
这个最后，这个浪子最后醒悟到说，我爸爸的这个仆人给他做工的人都吃得比我强。
They have clothes, they have food, they have a place to sleep.
他们有衣服，他有穿，有吃得饱，穿得暖，还有地方可以住。
I'm going to go home and ask my father to give me a job as a servant.
他说我要回家，在我爸爸手下做一个工人吧。
Imagine this young man's shame as he starts to walk home.
想想看，这个年轻人开始往家里走，他这个是感受到一路这个羞愧的这种感觉。
I imagine that the closer he got home, the slower he walked.
我想象他肯定这个脚步越往家离家越近，这个脚步就越慢。
Because this will not be a happy reunion.
因为这个团聚不可能是很开心的，他就很丢脸。
His father is ashamed of him.
他爸爸肯定会觉得有这么个儿子太丢人。
He's ashamed.
他自己也觉得自己很丢人。
And all he can do is fall on his knees and beg for mercy.
他自己想象他能做的就是到时候跪在爸爸面前求爸爸怜悯。
But as he approaches home,
但是当他接近家的时候
he's shocked. His father runs to welcome him.
他感到震惊，为什么呢？他爸爸老远看到就朝他跑过来了。
His father hugs him.
他爸爸就拥抱他。
The son begins to give the speech that he's prepared.
这个儿子就打好的副稿，就准备要跟爸爸说了。
Father, I am not worthy to be your son.
爸爸，我不配做你的儿子。
And the father interrupts him.
但是爸爸打断了他。
Be quiet, son.
爸爸说别说了，孩子。
It's time to have a party.
我们现在来庆祝一下吧。
We're going to celebrate because you were dead and now you're alive.
我们要好好庆祝，因为你死而复活了。
I suspect that there may be some prodigals.In this church,
我想我有点怀疑。我说我们教会之中也许也有一些浪子。
You come to church because you like the activity.
你来到教会可能因为你喜欢教会的活动。
You have friends here.
因为你这儿有朋友。
But deep inside, you are running from your heavenly Father.
但是在你的心里，你离天父越跑越远。
You may be young, you may be older, but you're a prodigal.
也许你是年轻人，也许你年老了，但你就是内心里你是个浪子。
You would never want to use the word rebel.
你不想用这个词说叛逆，我不叛逆。
But your heart is the heart of a rebel.
但是你的心实际上是一个叛逆的心。
You've never allowed God to take charge of your life.
你从来不让神来掌管你的生命。
You're running from God, looking for pleasure other places.
你远离神，你在生活之中寻找让你给你带来快乐的东西。
And it works for a while.
有一段时间看起来还挺不错。
You pour your life into making money.
你开始拼命的赚钱。
You want every penny you can get.
你能赚到的任何一分钱你都不放过。
And you get it.
你确实也是赚到钱了。
And it's fun.
也是很开心的。
You can afford nice things.
你可以买很好的东西。
It feels good.
觉得自我感觉良好。
But if God doesn't have your heart.
但是如果神没有你的心的话。
If you're a rebel.
如果你心是叛逆的
The nice things will eventually lose their power to bring you happiness.
这些很好的那些很昂贵的东西最终不会让你觉得快乐
You're a husband and you see a girl at work.
你是 maybe 你在家里是做先生的结果你在工作单位的时候你看到一个小姑娘
She's pretty.
小姑娘很漂亮
She listens to you. She compliments you.
而且她听你的话而且一直在那夸赞你
You talk about your frustrations at home and she's sympathetic.
然后你跟他讲，我在家里真是觉得压抑啊。然后他显得很同情你。
And soon you can't live without her.
很快你生活之中你就觉得不能没有他。
If you can only have her, you'll be happy.
你会觉得我要有了他，我可能日子就好过多了。
And so, like the prodigal son, you run to a far country, you break your marriage vows.
所以就像这个浪子一样，你跑到一个很远的地方，你跟这个还重新建立一个家庭。
And it works.
开始觉得挺开心的。
For a while.
有一段时间还觉得不错。
She does make you feel good.
这个新太太可能让你觉得很开心。
She's proud of you.
她对为你觉得自豪。
It feels good.
确实是觉得自我感觉良好。
But eventually, it turns to ashes.
但是最终一切都成为灰烬。
You're left with a shattered family.
你留下的是一个破碎的家庭。
A broken marriage.
而且是一个破碎的婚姻。
And a girlfriend who wants someone with more hair and less stomach.
然后你这个女朋友又跟着头发更茂盛的、肚子更平坦的人跑掉了。
Let me say to you, prodigals.
我跟你们这些浪子来说一句话。
You don't deserve mercy. You're a rebel.
你真的不配得这些慈悲怜悯。你是个叛逆的人。
I didn't deserve mercy. I was a rebel.
我自己我不配得这些得怜悯得慈悲。我是个叛逆的人。
But there is a heavenly Father who was waiting for me, and He is waiting for you.
但是我们有一位天父，他在等我，他在等你。
There is hope for the rebel.
对这些有叛逆的心的人来说，神，我们是有盼望。
Because there's a father who loves you and wants to bring you home.
因为我们有一个爱我们的天父，他想让我们回家。
But there's a second brother in this story who I think is in even more serious danger.
但是这故事里还有一个儿子，这个儿子我觉得呀是处在一个更危险的境地。
He too is a prodigal. He too is wasteful.
这个大儿子也是一个浪子，他也是挥霍的一个人。
Listen to his story.
听听这个大儿子的故事。
The younger brother comes home. The father is so happy. He throws a party.
这个小儿子跑回家了，他爸爸多高兴啊！爸爸开了一个会来庆祝。
Verse 25.
让我们看看24节。
Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing.
25节，那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见奏乐跳舞的声音。
And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant.
便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事儿。
And he said to him, Your brother has come and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has received him back safe and sound.
仆人说你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无病无灾的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。
The older brother was angry and refused to go in.
大儿子却生气不肯进去。
He hears the party.
他听到这家里头在这。
He learns that his brother is home and he refuses to go into the house. He's angry.
他听说小儿子回来了，他确实不愿意进家，因为他很生气。
Look at this. My brother rebelled. He ran away from home and now my father is throwing a party for him.
你说我这个弟弟那么叛逆，他已经离家出走了，现在跑过来，居然爸爸还开这么大的晚会来庆祝。
This parable is sometimes called the parable of the angry brother.
这个故事有时候不是叫浪子回头，而名字叫做这个生气的儿子的比喻。
A brother, an older brother, who is a prodigal, who is wasteful.
这个大儿子也是个浪子。
He didn't waste his inheritance on parties.
他没有把他该继承的钱花在这个开 party 上面。
He did something much worse.
但他做的是更糟糕的事情。
He wasted his father's love.
他把父亲的爱给浪费掉了。
You see, there are two ways to reject the father.
我们看到你要想拒绝你的父亲有两种方式。
You can reject the father by running away to a far country.
第一个方式呢，就是你拒绝你的父亲，你就远离家，你跑到一个很远很远的地方去。
But you can also reject the father by staying home without truly loving the father.
但是第二个方式就是你待在家里，就在父亲身边，可是你却不没有感受到父亲的爱。
You can reject God by being very bad and breaking God's law.
所以你要拒绝神，一件事情就是你可以做很多坏事情，你就把所有的规则都破坏掉，你不遵守神的律法。
But you can also reject God by being very good, keeping His law without truly knowing Him.
但是另外一种拒绝神的方式就是你遵守一切的律法，你表现得很非常好，什么都是做的中规中矩的，但是你却不愿意跟从，心里感受不到神的爱。
You see, this brother is the good son.
这个大儿子是个好儿子呀。
But he doesn't understand the blessings he's been given.
但他不理解他所受的祝福。
He lives in the father's house, but he doesn't really know the father.
他住在父亲的家，可是他并不了解父亲。
He has all the blessings of a son, but he doesn't appreciate them.
他有拥有一个儿子所有的一切祝福，可是他并不欣赏，并不享受这些祝福。
He doesn't love the father.
他不爱父亲。
It says he was angry. He refused to go in.
这上面圣经说他生气不肯进去。
And his father humbles himself.
这爸爸很谦卑的。
To go out and beg this brother to come in.
爸爸出来求大儿子说你进去吧。
But he answered his father.
他对父亲说
Look.
看看呢。
These many years I have served you.
我服侍你这么多年。
I never disobeyed your command.
从来没有违背过你的命。
But you never gave me a young goat to celebrate with my friends.
你并没有给我一个山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
Do you hear him insult his father?
你看到吗？他在那羞辱他的父亲。
They're in front of the servants.
他们在仆人面前说这个话。
And he says, "You've mistreated me."
他说：“你看，爸爸，你虐待我了。”
You never loved me. I was your servant. I have served you all these years.
你不爱我，我这么多年我在服侍你。
The younger brother insults the father by running away.
这个小儿子羞辱父亲，因为他跑掉了，离家。
The older brother insults the father by denying the father's love.
这个大儿子羞辱父亲，因为他根本就否认他父亲爱他。
He has the heart of a servant, not the heart of a son.
他的心是一个仆人的心，不是一个儿子的心。
Today we could say it like this.
今天我们可以这样说。
The older brother is faithful to church.
这个大儿子可能对教会非常忠心。
He keeps the rules.
他在遵守一切规条。
He gives money.
他也奉献。
But he has never seen his own heart.
但他从来没有看看他自己的心是什么。
He has never seen the darkness of a heart that is in rebellion against God.
他没有看到他心里那个黑暗的角落，他对神他是叛逆的心。
A heart that doesn't love God but that loves self.
这个心不是爱神的心，是爱他自己的心。
You see, it's possible to go to church every week.
这很有可能就是我们每个星期都来教会。
Without a heart that loves God.
但是我们的心却并不爱神。
It's possible to work for the church.
也很有可能我们都为教会工作。
With the heart of a servant instead of the heart of a son.
但是我们的心是仆人的心，不是一个儿子的心。
The elder brother has a heart that is angry and bitter.
这个大儿子心里头很生气，充满苦毒。
A heart that is resentful.
这个心里头很有愤怒。
A heart that believes I deserve better than what I'm getting.
这大儿子一直在想我。
A heart that sees God as a harsh boss rather than a loving father.
这个大儿子眼里看到的天父不是一个慈爱的父亲，而是一个很严厉的一个老板。
A heart that cannot love the people God loves, especially a rebellious younger brother.
这个心他不能够去爱神所爱的人，特别是他的小弟弟，实际上是他的弟弟啊，一个有叛逆的弟弟。
I believe that we who are elder brothers are in worse danger than the prodigal.
我相信我们中间的这些大儿子呀，恐怕比小儿子的所处的境遇更危险。
Because see, it's hard to think you have it all worked out when you're stealing food from pigs.
你知道，你要是跟你的饿到最后吃猪食的话，你肯定就知道你是已经很惨了，恐怕事情要改变。
But when you're living at home,
但是当你住在家里的时候
，when everything is going well,
让一切都显得挺不错
，when it looks like you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do.
好像看起来你在做一切都是你应该需要去做的事情。
It is very hard to recognize that you have a sinful heart.
这是难意识到你的心罪人的心。
I say that as a person who lived as an elder brother.
我说这个是作为一个大儿子的身份来说这句话。
I went to church.
我也来教会。
I did all the right things.
我做的一切都看起来很对。
But I did not love God.
但是我不爱神。
And God had to show me that an elder brother who is not being transformed into the image of God has the same heart as a prodigal.
神要必须要让我看到一个大儿子如果来到教会他每做一切他应该好像什么事都是应该做的事情可是他如果不爱神他还是一个浪子。
A heart that does not love God.
他这个心他是不爱没有爱神的心。
A heart that is not submitted to God.
这个他的心也没有向神顺服。
That has not surrendered itself to the authority of the Father.
没有向父亲的这个权威降服。
I think it's harder to confess you're an elder brother than to confess you're a prodigal.
我想你承认自己是个像小儿子一样的浪子恐怕要更容易一些你如果你是个大儿子你恐怕很难承认自己是个浪子
But if we ever want to be transformed into God's image
但是如果我们想要转变成为神的形象
We must humble ourselves and yield to the Father
我们必须谦卑下来向父亲屈膝
Not just external obedience
不只是外边的看起来服从
But a heart that truly loves God
而是要有一个真正爱神的心
But there's a third character in this story that I must share with you.
但是故事里头还有第三个角色。
Because if you're a prodigal, the father is the answer to your rebellion.
因为如果你是个浪子，你的这个叛逆的心，最终的答案是你的父亲。
If you're a proud elder brother, the father is the answer to your proud heart.
但是而且如果你是有这个一个骄傲的大儿子，你的父亲也是你这个骄傲的一个答案。
The father is an extravagant father who pours out lavish love on his son.
我们看到这个父亲对他的爱真是毫不吝惜，他对这两个儿子，对这个特别小儿子的这种爱，让我们觉得有点过分。
You see, the younger brother comes to him and asks for his inheritance.
我们看到小儿子向父亲来说要他的产业。
To get the money together, he has to sell property.
他可能要为了给儿子分家产，他还得把他的一些家产要卖出去，卖成钱。
This is supposed to happen after he dies, but the younger brother is saying, I wish you were dead now.
你知道吗？这个在犹太人的这个传统里面，这是父亲死了以后才分家产的。而小儿子现在等于在跟爸爸讲说，我希望你现在就死掉。
Just give me the money and let me go.
你给我钱吧，让我要走。
He raises the money, he gives it to the son, and the son leaves.
然后他就父亲就筹了款，给了儿子，给小儿子分了家产，小儿子就跑掉了。
And now, The son is coming back.
结果这小儿子现在又回来了。
Now I should tell you that this story was popular outside the Bible.
我想要跟大家讲的是，这个故事实际上在圣经以外的这个现实世界里也是非常流行的一个故事。
Jewish parents told this story to their children.
犹太的父母总是给孩子们讲这个故事。
As a way to warn them against rebellion.
还有为了警告这些有叛逆的心的这些孩子。
In fact, when Jesus started the story, a lot of the people probably nodded their head and said, "Yeah, we've heard this before."
所以当耶稣跟这个会众讲这个故事的时候，说不定很多人都在点头说，我们听说过这个故事。
They told a story about a young boy who ran away and wasted all of his money.
他们就讲这个，大家都知道这么个故事，这个年轻浪子他把所有的钱都花光了。
He ended up working in a pig pen.
他最后只好去喂猪。
One day he decides to come home.
有一天他决定说我要回家。
And in the story that the Jewish parents told their children,
在这些犹太的父母跟孩子们讲的故事里面，
it ended like this.
这个最终的结果是这样的。
One day the father saw his son returning up the road.
有一天爸爸看到的儿子远远的就回来了。
He stood with arms crossed as this broken down son begged him to bring him home.
他的爸爸就站那儿很傲慢的把手架起来等着儿子来跪下求情。
And the father said,
这个爸爸跟儿子说，
You chose to live like a pig.
你选择像猪一样生活。
Go back to the pigs.
回去跟猪生活去吧。
You are getting what you deserve.
你这所得的都是罪有应得。
They all knew that story.
他们这些犹太父母都知道这个故事。
But Jesus gave a different ending.
但是耶稣的故事却这个结论结果却完全不一样。
Jesus said, while he was still a long ways off.
耶稣写的是他远远的他父亲就看到了。
His father saw him and felt compassion.
父亲看见就动了慈心。
And ran and embraced him and kissed him.
跑去抱着他的颈项连连与他亲嘴。
Do you see the extravagant love of this father?
你看到这个爸爸这种毫不吝惜毫无保留的爱吗？
He saw him a long ways off. He's been watching for him day after day.
爸爸可能每天都站在那儿看什么儿子什么时候回来。
The love of a father who ran to him.
你看到这爸爸冲着儿子跑过去，他心里的这个爱。
Sometimes this story has been called the parable of the running father.
所以有时候这个故事也不叫浪子回头，它叫这个奔跑的父亲的故事。
Because Jewish fathers didn't run.
因为我们知道耶稣这个犹太父亲一般是不会去奔跑的。
They didn't pull up their robes and start running down the road. That's not dignified.
因为这显得太没身份了，他得把这个长袍子拉起来，露着腿这样子跑。
But this father loves extravagantly.
但是这个爸爸对他的爱真这个儿孩孩子的爱真的是让我们看起来就有点过分。
It says he fell on his neck and kissed him.
我们看他跑去抱着儿子的颈项连连与他亲嘴。
Again, this isn't how it was done.
这不该是这样的呀。
At the most,
最多
he should listen to the apology.
这个爸爸应该站那儿听听儿子跟他道歉呢。
At the most, he should let him kneel down there and beg.
应该最多这儿子爸爸应该让儿子跪在那儿向他求情。
And when he's done,
等儿子说完了
he should say, okay,
爸爸可以说好吧
I will forgive you.
我原谅你
I will give you one more chance.
我再给你一次机会。
But this is an extravagant loving father who hugs his son and kisses him and welcomes him home.
我们看到这个父亲对他的爱可是毫无保留，他抱住儿子的颈项，连连跟他亲嘴。
But there's more.
还有更多的。
The son has wasted a third of the family savings.
我们知道这儿子把家产的三分之一都挥霍尽了。
But the father said to his servants,
但是爸爸对仆人说，
Bring the best robe.
把这个最好的袍子拿来。
Put it on him.Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet.
给他戴上戒指，给他穿上鞋子。
The ring represented the family's authority.
这个戒指代表的是家里的这个主权。
It's the family seal, the chop.
因为这是主人的印章戒指。
And to wear the ring means I am a full member of the family again.
戴上这个戒指就意味着我是这个家的主人。
He put shoes on his feet.
给他穿上鞋子。
The son had intended to come back as a servant.
这个儿子想回家是做仆人的。
Servants didn't wear shoes.
那时候是仆人是不穿鞋子的。
He's welcomed as a son. He's given shoes.
但是爸爸是按照儿子来欢迎他，给他穿上鞋子。
Bring the fattened calf. Let's have a party.
爸爸说把肥牛犊牵过来，我们来庆祝吧。
My son has come home.
我儿子回家了。
New shoes.
新鞋子。
A ring on his finger. A party.
戴上戒指，
He's welcomed back without any reservation.
这爸爸毫无保留地欢迎儿子回家。
Christians,
基督徒们
If we are being transformed into the image of our Father,
如果我们转变成为天父的样式,
the third character,
第三个, 这个故事里第三个角色,
is to be us.
就是做我们。
We are to be like our Heavenly Father.
我们必须要像天父一样。
We are to welcome rebels home.
我们得要把这些叛逆的人能够欢迎回家。
We are to love those proud elder brothers who reject us.
我们要去爱那些骄傲的拒绝我们的那些大儿子们。
We are to be transformed into the image of a father.
我们必须要转变自己能够成为这个慈父的样式。
Who welcomed us.
来欢迎我们。就像一个欢迎我们的父亲一样。
This morning I want you to know.
想大家能够今天早上能够想
象。God is a father who loves you.
因为神是爱我们的天父。
Without reservation.
他的爱毫无保留。
For the prodigal, he loves you enough to run to you and welcome you home.
对这些我们中的浪子来想，父亲可以远远的跑过来，来抱我们，拥抱我们，欢迎我们回家。
To the proud elder brother.
但是对这些骄傲的大儿子们来说
，who sits in church.
这些大儿子们在教会里坐着
，and says, "I'm good enough."
在心里说，我已经足够好了。
I'm certainly better than that person and that person and that person.
我肯定比那人比那人比那人强。
God loves the angry elder brother enough.
但是神也爱这个愤怒的大儿子。
To go out and embarrass himself by begging and pleading with the brother to come in.
因为天父他能够放下身段，他出门去求这个大儿子，求他进来一块庆祝。
This morning, I want you to see the first step to being transformed into the image of God.
我今天早上想要大家看到，我们成为神所塑造我们更像他的第一步是什么
？Is to surrender your heart fully. To this loving Father.
全心的降服，向这位慈爱的天父降服。
This morning we're having baptism. It's a wonderful, wonderful celebration.
今天早上我们要有受洗仪式，我们要为几位弟兄姐妹施洗。
But people, it means absolutely nothing unless you've given your heart to the Father.
但是除非你把你的心给了天父，不然你受洗毫无意义。
But if you've given your heart to the Father,
如果你把你的心给了天父。
Baptism means I'm a new person.
受洗的仪式就意味着我已经成为一个新人。
The Father has welcomed me home.
我的父亲已经欢迎我回了家。
Prodigals,
浪子们。
There are some of you who have been running from the Father.
我们中间有些人可能已经从父亲那边跑掉了。
This morning, I want you to see a Father who is watching for you.
但是我希望今天早上你看到你的父亲远远的正在看你呢。
He isn't standing there with his arms crossed, saying, "If they prove to me they're sorry enough, maybe I'll forgive them."
他不是翘翘翘着胳膊站在那说，如果他们告诉我他们真的是后悔了，他们要悔改，我就欢迎他回来。
He's waiting and he's watching.
但是他在那等你，他那远远的观望看你。
Elder brothers,
这些大儿子们。
I want you to know this morning there is a loving father.
我希望你们知道，这有一位慈爱的。
Who comes to you?
他会到你跟前来。
And says, "Come in."
跟你说，快进来吧。
Leave your anger.
不要生气了。
Leave your high position.
也不要再在乎你的这个身份。
Be my son. Be my daughter.
做我的儿子，做我的女儿。
I want to make you.
我想要。
In my image.
我想要让你更像我。
I really didn't know how to end this morning.
我也不知道今天早上应该怎么结尾。
I considered an invitation, but I also knew we have a lot scheduled today.
我想要本来想要呼召一下，但是今天我们安排了很多事情。
But this morning I want to end by asking you to stand.
但是我想要请大家站起来。
We're going to pray.
我们大家一起来祷告。
If you're here this morning, and you know in your heart, I'm a prodigal.
如果你听到这个信息，你觉得在内心里你知道我是那个浪子。
As we pray, would you say, God, I want to come home?
我们一起祷告的时候，你能不能说主啊，我想回家。
I've tried doing it my way and it hasn't worked.
我已经用我的方式试过了，不凑效。
And if you'll bring me home, I want to be your son.
如果你带我回家，我想要做你的儿子，做你的女儿。
Maybe you're here as an elder brother.
如果也许你心里觉得我就是那个大儿子。
And this morning you'll say, God.
那么今天早上，请你说主啊。
In my heart, I've really not treated you as a loving father.
在我的心里，我没有把你当做一个慈父对待。
I've been a servant, not a son.
我一直是做仆人，我没有做儿子。
But this morning, I want to come home as a servant.
但是今天早上
as a son,
我想到你的以儿子的身份回家。
I don't want to go my own way. I don't want to hold on to my pride and anger.
我也不想再这么骄傲，这么愤怒下去。
I want to be your son.
我想要做你的儿子。
And then, for those of us who are Christians,
对我们这些基督徒来说
this morning, would you pray, God, I want to be more like you?
我们可不可以这样祷告主啊？今天早上，我希望能够更像你。
You're a loving father who loves those who don't deserve love.
你是个慈爱的天父，你爱那些不配得的这些人。
Would you help me to love those who don't deserve love?
你能不能也帮助我能去爱那些不配得这些爱的人？
Would you help me to be like you?
你能不能帮助我更像你？
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you that you truly are a loving father.
亲爱的天父，感谢你，你就是那位慈爱的天父。
This morning, as we come to baptism,
当我们今天早上有这个受洗仪式的时候
，You know the rebels, the prodigal younger brothers in our congregation.
你知道我们会众之中，我们会有这个像小儿子一样的浪子。
This morning, would you speak to them and draw them home?
你能不能跟他们讲话，带他们回家
？That they would cry out to you, God.I want to come home. I want to be your child.
他们会向你哭喊说：“神啊，主啊，求你带我回家，我要回家。”
You see the angry older brothers.
你也看到了我们中间的这些愤怒的这个大儿子。
They've held the position. They've been in church. They followed the rules. Everything looks good.
他们做的一切事都看起来很对，他们也好像每星期都来教会。
But this morning.Your spirit has spoken to them and said,
但是你的灵在对他们说
That's you.
那就是你
You don't really love me.
你并不爱我
You treat me like a boss, not a father.
你把我当作一个老板而不是你的父亲
This morning, would you help our elder brothers in the congregation?
主啊，你能不能帮助我们会众中的这些大儿子们
To humble themselves.
让我们能够谦卑下来
To say, Father.
跟你说，爸爸。
I want to be your son.
我想要做你的儿子。
I want to be your daughter.
我想要做你的女儿。
And then, Lord, would you help every one of us to be more and more like you?
请帮助我们每一个人都能更像你。
A father who loves without reservation.
一个就像一个毫无保留的去爱的一个父亲。
A father who loves.
一个去爱的父亲。
Even though others don't deserve love.
甚至不配得你的爱的这些人，你都去爱他们。
Help us to be like you.
帮助我们更像你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 大家请坐。